I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. President Obama says he's heard the message from voters, and the message is for Washington to get the job done. That's what Obama told reporters this afternoon at the White House. He also mentioned he wanted to find common ground with the Republicans, who now control both houses of Congress. Obama added that one issue where that might be possible is climate change. It sounds promising, but you could be forgiven if you hear that and feel a little skeptical. Millions of dollars were spent this election cycle to try to get voters to care about global warming. It did not seem to work. Climate change continues to sit way down on the list of Americans' concerns, despite the real threat. Hey, remember Sandy just 2 years ago? And despite the enthusiasm we witnessed at that huge climate change march in New York in September. Elliot Dieringer is the executive vice president for the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. I asked him where all that enthusiasm went.
It's difficult to take a single issue and make that the fulcrum of an election. And I think that the march, of course, was a good indication in New York that there are lots of people growing increasingly concerned. We also saw a whole lot of initiatives and partnerships being announced at the climate summit in New York. All of those, I think, are indicators of a growing level of awareness and concern that over time will translate into stronger action. But this is going to take time. We really have to be thinking about the long play here. And while the election outcome might not in and of itself be terribly encouraging on this front, we are seeing signs of progress.
I mean, I take your point that no single issue can define a whole election. But despite the millions of dollars, why do you think climate change policy was not a big issue?
Well, for some time now, if you look at the polling, what you see is that a majority of Americans, a solid majority of Americans, believe that the issue is real, it's important, and they favor stronger action by government and by companies to address it. But when you ask them to rank the issues that are foremost in their minds, the climate, among with other environmental issues, is often toward the bottom of the list. It's just not yet front of mind. I think people, certainly with Hurricane Sandy, the awful drought that California is experiencing, people are beginning to get the sense that something is awry with the weather, and the polling suggests they are connecting that with climate change. But it's going to take more.
I mean, that's the kind of job that your organization takes care of, trying to inform people. But now with Republicans in charge on Capitol Hill, what do you think the future of government climate change mitigation policy is going to look like? I mean, James Inhofe from Oklahoma is set to take over the Environment Committee, and he kind of denies that climate change even exists.
I think the reality is that the election's outcome is not going to fundamentally change the dynamics around the climate issue here in Washington. The steps that President Obama is taking are all things that can be done under his executive authority through existing laws. And every indication is that the president remains committed to finalizing a rule to reduce greenhouse gases from power plants, the largest source in the United States. And he's also committed to seeing a final global climate deal done next year in Paris. Now, with the Republicans taking over the Senate, we may well see a heightened debate, more rhetoric, more administration officials being called up to Capitol Hill to explain themselves. But it doesn't really put the Congress in any better position to block the president's efforts.
But if climate change doesn't even figure on voters' minds, why would people like James Inhofe kind of really rise to the challenge and suddenly change their own minds on this?
Well, one of the subtle shifts we've seen in the arguments from those opposing climate action over the last year or so is that there are fewer who are outright denying the reality of climate change. Instead, you now hear politicians saying, well, I'm not a scientist, so I can't really speak authoritatively on that issue. So they're stepping back from the outright denial. So I think that that should give us hope that more and more of those who in the past may have been in that denialist camp will see that that's a losing proposition for them.
What about your own organization? I mean, you must have been waiting for this day for the past 2 or 3 months, given the polls. Do you have a strategy right now to deal with what you might see as a possible slowdown on progress on climate change?
Well, let me come back to the rule that EPA is working on to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. That rule was proposed earlier this year. The president has told EPA he wants that rule done by the middle of next year. And that effectively will require each of the 50 states to develop a plan for how to apply that standard within its boundaries. So all of them will be working on those plans, and that's where a lot of our attention is going to be focused, is helping ensure that the states put together the best possible plans.
Elliot Dieringer with the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions in Washington. Thank you.
You're very welcome.